Let's talk about the short story, a cornerstone of New Zealand's literary canon. But in an age of instant gratification and with publication a mere click away, the short story may be in danger of dying out. That's why literary wizard Steve Brawnius has done something about it. In his new role as books editor for newsroom.co.nz, he's committed to a new project, and he's with me in the Auckland studio to tell us about it. Hello.
Hey, Jesse.
Nice to see you.
Same.
Have you always been a lover of the short story?
Yeah, I absolutely always have. Yeah, I've got two rows in my bookcase at home dedicated to the short story, probably 50-50 New Zealand overseas.
Are we particularly good at them?
Yeah, I mean, sort of crazily good, really. I mean, it's kind of like the orthodox view of New Zealand literature is that it begins with Sargeson and the slang and the way he attempted a sort of New Zealand idiom in his stories. And I'll go along with that orthodoxy. Mm. It remains an incredible achievement. And, you know, one of the great books I always had was this tiny little copy published in 1966, an anthology of New Zealand short stories that C.K. Stead edited.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a little sketch of a cabbage tree on the cover. And, man, I loved the hell out of that book. And, you know, to me, that was an announcement that New Zealand writers had really made a particular art form out of the short story, the quality and the range on display there. It was shattering when I read it. I thought, my God, we're so good at this. You know, it was from Catherine Mansfield to Morris G. And I think the most recent writer at that point in 66 was Marilyn Duckworth. And, yeah, I just fell in love with that book.
What do you love about the format?
The short story? Oh, so much, you know, so much. I mean, there's a traditional sort of view of the short story. It's brief and it tells a narrative and it's a glimpse and all these kinds of things. And there are more sort of modern, postmodern experiments with it. It doesn't tell a story. It sort of subverts the form.
Mm.
And they can be wonderful examples of that too. But, you know, essentially, the thing about it is it's a question, I guess, of quality and quantity. And the quantity is minimal. It's short. It's brief. When I made my announcement this morning in Newsroom and welcomed, you know, people to send in their stories, and I made a remark saying, you know, any length, although I did say as a caveat, you know, not a novella. Well, the very first submission I got this morning was 8,000 words long, which I think is a novella length, so I summarily dismissed it.
I've got to say, part of the appeal, I hope this doesn't sound too uncouth, but part of the appeal for me is I can look at the contents of a book and see how this short story goes from page 42 and the next one starts at 47, and I think I can manage that
tonight. Oh, my God, I'm united with you and your uncouthness. When I get a book of short stories, I will look at the contents and go, well, that one's only 4 pages. I'll start with that one, you know, rather than something daunting at 16 pages. But, yeah, the brevity of it, you know, it's just a wonderful form, you know. I'd go so far as to say I'm much more of a fan of the short story than I am of the novel. As well, you know, alongside poetry, the short story would probably be the form that I have used the most in my dopey but sincere attempts to write well as a journalist.
Is it okay to finish reading a short story and think, what the hell happened there? What was that all about?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
I don't know what the point was.
Yeah. That's you know, they sort of begin nowhere and can often end with an even deeper mystery.
Mm.
And I think that's totally, totally great. Catherine Mansfield is, you know, gosh, she's just so good. You know, I wasn't really until last year that I sat down and I read a collected book of her stories, and man, oh man, that's just amazing. And a lot of them are just so tiny. They're just so small and specific and full of a mystery, you know? Yeah, I think it's totally acceptable.
As you point out, funny to think of Catherine Mansfield's stories the ones set in New Zealand, which were actually written somewhere much more exotic.
Yeah, that's right. At the Bay was written in the Swiss Alps. Yeah. And it's this incredibly intimate and knowledgeable rendering of Day's Bay in Wellington.
Sound like a heck of a sojourn in the Swiss Alps, by the way. I was doing a bit of her biography recently, and yeah, it sounds like she had a pretty amazing life.
Now, which one were you reading, Jesse? The Anthony Alpers or the Claire Tomalin?
We had a guest in talking. We've got a biography segment on the show, and yes. So she was... I'll remember who it was shortly. I was talking about some of that other stuff that happened in Catherine Mansfield's life. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, you know, this is the person who maybe cements the idea in New Zealand writing life that the short story is something to aspire to. And there's definitely been, you know, a hell of a lot of imitators. VUP are re-releasing a book of collected stories later this year by a 20th century writer called Eileen Duggan. And reading the introduction, she's quite open when she was writing that she was heavily influenced by Catherine Mansfield. But, you know, jolly good stuff, by the way. I'm real keen on republishing one of them at Newsroom.
And my producer reminds me that it was Jerry Kimber, who is UK-based and was the Catherine Mansfield Appreciation Society or such. They do some pretty amazing work. Now, we better get to your project. So what's happening on the Newsroom? And how lucky we are to have the Newsroom website, by the way. There's such great investigative journalism and also projects like this, great stuff on the environment. But tell me about your new project then.
Yeah, it is a great site. That one by Melanie Reed today is, you know, fantastic and a real measure of their commitment to journalism in this country. I feel real happy, real pleased to be able to join Tim Murphy and Mark Jennings, who run the place, and come along to introduce a literary book section. And, you know, I thought, well, you know, get your reviews in, get your stories, get your essays. But I wanted something else. I wanted some kind of X factor. And stories had been weighing on my mind over recent months. Stephanie Johnson posited the idea a few months ago that it would be a great thing to have a weekly short story. And I thought about that. And so thank you, Stephanie, for that idea. And so when I started up Newsroom, I thought, you know what? Let's do it. And indeed, the very first story that I'm running on Saturday is by Stephanie Johnson. And she is so good. She is so good. She's a menace, really. She writes such sort of cruel observations, very funny, a really good writer. And, you know, with a short story, she can contain so much, you know, in just a few thousand words.
Tip of the iceberg theory, eh?
It kind of is, right? It's a great start. I think she's maybe our best comic writer, actually, Stephanie. So it's a great start. I'm really thrilled to be able to introduce the series with something of that quality. And I've accepted a few others, one by Owen Marshall, you know, who's one of the great living exponents of the short story in New Zealand, and a newer writer who Talia Marshall recommended called Alice Tafai. And she sent in a few, which I read and haven't really quite recovered from, immensely powerful.
And presumably if there are people listening who write short stories, they could submit them to you.
Yes, they can. Bill Manhire sent me an email this morning saying I was a very brave and reckless fellow for welcoming submissions and that I would be inundated with really terrible efforts. But you know what? That's all to the good because among these really terrible efforts, which will inevitably flow in, could well be masterpieces.
Yeah.
And I'll read each of them carefully. You know, I mean, the very first one I got today, as I say, was like 8,000 words long. But, you know, like, what if, like, Franz Kafka was alive and he sent in, like, Metamorphosis, which to me is the immaculate short story? What sort of chump would you be to write back saying, "Dear Franz, no, I don't want this, thanks."
Okay. I guess they can follow their nose to your email on the Newsroom website. We'll put a link through to Reading Room.
Yeah, stephen11@extra.co.nz. But yeah, I really look forward to it. I think it'll be a really exciting series, actually, and I really love the opportunity to be able to bring the short story to a general mainstream audience.
Yeah, well, as I mentioned earlier, we did the Short Story Club on this show for a couple of years and used to really enjoy it on a Thursday afternoon.
Yes, same.
Yeah, thanks for keeping the short story format alive.
I'm basically ripping off your idea.
Great. I encourage you. Thanks, Steve. Stephen Brawnius from Newsroom website launching their new weekly short story, which you'll find starting Saturday.